In 1967, Johnny Walker was famously on board the pirate Radio Caroline as it became thoroughly illegal.
Radio Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last, after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognising this station's legality, its right to be here, its right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent, its right to give the music and service to the peoples of Europe, which we have been doing since Easter Sunday 1964.
So, after all that, how did it feel when eventually he came back on land to join the BBC? Which he did, 50 years ago this week.
Hello there. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, madam. Welcome to the very first Johnny Walker Show on Radio 1. Now, listen, one thing I must lay on you right now. I am not nervous in the slightest. No, it really is lovely to be with you again. Listen, let me tell you something. I decided that being a DJ is like riding a push bike, you see, and once you've done it, you never forget. But if you haven't sort of ridden for a long time, you kind of wobble again at the beginning. So we'll be wobbling a bit this afternoon, so be ready for that, okay?
Johnny Walker with his first show for the BBC, 26th of April, 1969. That same week, Mrs. Dale's Diary, which was later called The Dales, ended. It was one of the first BBC serials. It had launched in 1948 on the Light programme. It used to be on weekday afternoons with the repeat the following morning. And the programme used to start with Mrs. Dale writing her diary.
Mrs. Dale's Diary, a recording of the daily happenings in the life of a doctor's wife.
I've been very lazy over the weekend and haven't made a single entry in my diary since Friday. So now I have to try and cover 4 days at once. On Saturday, Sally called in on her way to the shop to pick up Mother. She'd had a letter from Trevor that morning, written at the end of his first day in the army.
Mrs. Dale's Diary and the Dales ended this week in 1969 after 21 years. The last line ever was, "I shall always worry about Jim," which was a reference to one of the most famous lines in the soap. It was all seen as quite twee at that stage, although they tried to modernise it, putting in dramatic plots as they do. As Chris Evans settles into month 4 of Virgin Breakfast, I suspect he still remembers that morning 24 years ago when he began his national breakfast broadcasting career.
Why is there any sport?
More goodies later, lovey.
Don't we get any sport at half
Not
past six?
Not this time.
Oh, I see.
Saving the best till last.
So the people
later.
Who are listening now don't want to hear sport then? Is that the deal?
Look, just get on with it, will you?
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't told about this, but I'll do sport for you in a moment myself. Heck, let's look at the back of the papers and sort it out. Now, people have been asking me over the last couple of weeks, have I been practicing for this job for the last 2 weeks? Well, I say no. I've been practicing for this job for the last 20 years. That's what I say. Yes, it's my show. I'm here now. It's BBC Radio 1, and we're on the air.
Chris Evans on Radio 1 Breakfast for the first time.
On Monday, the 24th of April, 1995, a day that will go down in history. History as the day we are back on that radio map. Listening in the heavens, and Marconi, I thank you.
2 years ago this week, some surprise fresh faces on the Radio 1 chart show.
Now, this is the official chart with Greg James
and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Go.
It's Friday, the 21st of April. It's 4 p.m. and this is a very special official chart.
Between now and 5:45 p.m, we'll bring you all the big stories, new entries, high climbers, and of course, the top 10 in full.
It's a huge battle again for number one this week, so let's see who the contenders are.
Last week, Harry Styles went straight to number one with his debut single.
Kate and William on the radio this week in 2017, which was 93 years exactly since the first ever royal speech on radio from King George V, albeit his mic processing wasn't quite as good.
I declare the British Empire insufficient open, and I pray that by the blessing of God.
The first royal broadcast by King George V from the opening of the British Empire exhibition at Wembley this week in 1924. Back to Radio 1, and another former chart presenter is 60 this week.
Across the UK, it's exactly 5 o'clock. A big hello to listeners on FM stereo to National Radio 1. From now until midnight, it's all in glorious stereo. We begin with this, Europe's biggest countdown.
Bruno Brooks,
Hello, it's Bruno Brooks from the big city with the most important stereo countdown of hottest-selling singles in Great Britain. Computer-compiled by Gallup for the BBC and exclusively used by Radio 1, Top of the Pops and the British record industry. At 40, it's the Psychedelic Furs with Pretty in Pink, whilst there's a new entry for the House Martins.
Number 39.
Almost over every single word and every single link, I had my own language to tell me, like reading music, where I'm going with that word. And it took a while to try and perfect, actually. But I felt that after 1 or 2 years, I really had. And it created a sense of energy and timing. And I loved it. It was truly me. It was the way I wanted to express myself. And it's the way I wanted to sell these tracks and this chart. And we're getting closer. It's closer. It's nearly there. Coming up next, who will be? You know, it's that sense of energy.
Bruno Brooks, 60 this week, and as Bruno said, he'd write out every link for the Top 40, just as many presenters write out their first ever link as their station launches.
Good morning. Welcome along. It's the birth of Radio Shropshire, the BBC's 30th and newest local radio station. I'm Diane Kemp. I'm very pleased to be with you, and I hope you'll keep listening between now and 9 o'clock this morning to the champagne breakfast show I've got today. When you're as excited as we all are at Radio Shropshire, you feel just a couple of feet off the ground. Well, we're going more than a few feet up later on this morning.
BBC Radio Shropshire launching this week 34 years ago on St George's Day. And as it was the mid-80s, I feel sure they must have had a station song.
Shropshire, we're proud to be a part of your society. Parks and gardens for miles and miles around the county with a friendly smile.
Yes, whenever you hear the word miles, you know the word smiles is not too far away. Hello to Radio Shropshire. But that same week in 85, disappointment for commercial radio in Gwent.
If you've just tuned into GB Radio, you're wondering what's going on. You're expecting to hear Peter Milburn. Well, I'm afraid slight change to our programming plans. It's Colin Briggs sitting in for Peter, the last time anyone will be sitting in for anyone on GB Radio. We're going off air at 11 o'clock this morning, Santa relate. Financial problems, sadly, are the order of the day, and unfortunately, we can't carry on. It's been smashing speaking to you. Plenty of good music up until 11 o'clock. That gives you
the end of Gwent broadcasting GB Radio this week in 85. So, with the ex-pirate FTP going on air legally from Bristol 29 years ago.
These transmissions are in preparation for the new independent local radio service for the Bristol area, which will be provided by FTP as the IBA's contractor.
Spirit FM launching in Sussex 23 years ago.
From today, we're going to be entertaining and informing.
The UK theme aired for the last time on Radio 4 at dawn 13 years ago. And the final Alan Freeman Pick of the Pops on Radio 2 19 years ago.
And don't forget to join Dale Winton for the normal Pick of the Pops tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Radio 2. Ta-ra. On 88 to 91 FM Radio 2 from the BBC.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.